You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a study last spring showed Wisconsin roads are the third worst in the nation. We'll talk to a guest who says it's time for Wisconsin to seriously consider toll roads.
First, this spring, teams of bird watchers are raising money for conservation in the state as part of the Great Wisconsin Birdathon. The event is a spring fundraiser for the Bird Protection Fund, and it lasts until June 15th. 2016.
Are you participating in the Birdathon this year, or have you ever participated, whether you're in the Birdathon or not? What kind of species have you seen in your backyard or out birding so far this season? You can call in now at 800-642-1234 or post and find some information, by the way, on the Central Time Facebook page.
Diane Packett is with us right now to talk more about this event. She's the coordinator for the Great Wisconsin Birdathon for the Natural Resources Foundation. Diane, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
Well, first off, what is the Great Wisconsin Birdathon?
So the Great Wisconsin Birdathon is an opportunity for people to directly participate in bird conservation by raising pledges and donations for the number of bird species that they can see in one day, anytime up until June 15th. So it's much like a walkathon, only you collect bird species instead of miles.
And then, as I understand it, a lot of people sign up as a team, and some of them have fun. They come up with a wacky name and get competitive about it. Can you tell us about some of the teams out there?
Okay, well, the team that's out there right... I take that back. The team that's going out tomorrow is one of our eight signature teams, and those are our really high-flying birders, well-known birders going to the best birding spots in Wisconsin. And that team is the Cutright's Old Coots, and they are birding in honor of one of their old friends, the late ornithologist Dr. Noel Cutright, who was recently inducted into the Wisconsin Conservation Hall of Fame. And they're named after the coot, which is the a water bird that you might see out in your marshes. And so they may be out for as much as 24 hours driving around to the different hotspots in the state, seeing as many birds as they can.
And is this on the honor system? Could you just say, I saw a peregrine falcon and mark it down, or do you have to have some kind of proof?
No proof, but we expect you to really have seen what you say you've seen. Yeah. And I find that birders are mostly a pretty trustworthy bunch.
So talk us through in a day in the life of a team here, or an individual could do this too, I guess. What are they doing? How are they tallying this up and reporting it back?
Okay, yeah. It's true that one person can be a team if you're a solo birder or you just haven't had time or the inclination to find anybody else to go out with you. The first thing you do is you sign up on our website, and that's wibirdathon.org, and you click Start a Team and fill in your information and give yourself a wacky name if you like. And then you pick a day that you're going to go out and see birds, and you then solicit your friends, family, co-workers for pledges and donations and say, you know, I'd like to see 10 birds or 50 birds or 100 birds or 200 birds. And you tell them your story about birding, what bird conservation is like in Wisconsin, what the needs are, what challenges the birds face. And then on that day that you've picked, you go out to your place of choice and tally up as many species as possible. And we do have people who will go out all over the state in a 24-hour storming session. And we have people who spend just a few hours in their backyard or their local park.
So you've got this 24-hour period in which to tally up as many birds as you can. What are some of the record holders in terms of the sheer number of birds seen in a day?
Probably the big day record holder is our team, our signature team, Curlew and Screech. That's Al Shea and Randy Hoffman. And their all-time record is 230 species
Wow.
in one day. But that was actually not part of the Birdathon, I don't think. That was part of their own big day. But last year, there was a competition between Curlew and Screech and a challenging team called Cleopatra and the Stilts. And last year, they saw 219 species.
Wow.
Talking to Diane Packett about the Great Wisconsin Birdathon. It's going on now, and we've got information about it on the Central Time Facebook page. People can still sign up for this. If somebody wanted to participate, raise money for conservation, spot some birds, what do they do?
That's correct. You can sign up until June 14th, since the competition goes, or the event, I should say, goes on until June 15th. And so just go on our website, wibirdathon.org, and enter your information, and then you can go out that very afternoon, if you like, and spot some birds.
So I noticed that this entire event takes place, at least not all of it, but a big chunk, especially right now, over spring migration, which is when you have a lot of rare birds moving through the state of Wisconsin. What are some of the more rare birds that have been sighted so far?
Well, we had people see whooping cranes on their birdathon last year. Yesterday, I was out with Team Oregon Juncos in the areas around Oregon, Wisconsin, near my home, south of Madison, and we saw a black tern. Those are not so common. Biblioloons that represent Madison Audubon Society saw a couple of eared grebes at Devil's Lake State Park a few days ago.
And most of the participants, are they the ones you're talking about, the hardcore birders? Or are they people like me who could identify five or six birds and then would need to flip through the guidebook to pick out the rest of them?
Most of the birders in our competition do tend to be, I wouldn't say hardcore birders, but very interested, dedicated birders. And what we're trying to do is reach out to the people like you who might be able to spot five or six birds and need to flip through the guidebook. Just because you can't identify a lot of birds doesn't mean you don't love birds and want to help conserve them.
How intense does the competition get between the top teams? I assume it's friendly. There's no dirty tactics, but do people really care about winning?
My binoculars have been sabotaged.
That's one I haven't heard yet. Yesterday, we had two teams go out on the same day, and the captains know each other. You know, people do tend to know each other in the bird world in Wisconsin. And the team captains had been talking to each other and found out that they had scheduled their birdathons on the same day. This was our signature team, the Secretary Birds, and last year's top species team, the Muirland Merlins. And so they had some friendly talk going back and forth on Facebook, posting what they saw and where they saw it. And so we haven't had any smackdowns yet. Even last year, we even tried to have a smackdown with tweeting between the different teams. You know, what birds have you seen? Well, we got that an hour ago. but even then, it was so friendly.
Well, we've been talking about the competition and how it's done. Let's talk about what it benefits. What the funds raised, what kind of conservation do they go to? What are some of the bird conservation priorities right now?
Okay, the funds that are raised go directly to the Bird Protection Fund of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin, and there are 9 priority projects this year in the Bird Protection Fund, and you can see that on our website, wibirdathon.org. But basically, they go to protect rare and endangered species such as Kirtland's warblers and whooping cranes, and to protect bird habitat that birds need during all phases of their life cycle, such as migratory bird stopover habitat or reforestation of wintering bird habitat in the Osa Peninsula of Costa Rica and Wisconsin southern forests. And some of the projects have to do with bird monitoring, the Wisconsin Bird Monitoring Program and the Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas II.
How significant are some of the concerns that you're describing in Wisconsin right now?
I think they're pretty significant. You know, climate change is a tough thing to get a handle on, and a lot of birders think that it's a serious threat. Habitat loss due to development and different land use change is always a serious threat to birds. Window collisions and feral cats tend to be, you know, contentious subjects, like most concerns are. But to people, you know, to a lot of people, they're very real.
Are there things people can do on their own property? And that's whether we're talking about a backyard or a farm or a conservation land, things like that, that can make Wisconsin a better place for some of the birds you're talking about?
Certainly. And one of the projects that we benefit through the Bird Protection Fund is Bird City, Wisconsin. And on the Bird City website, there are a lot of things you can do as far as planting native plants, making your home bird safe, as far as protecting your windows. One of the things you can do is just hold a backyard birdathon party and ask your guests for donations in lieu of that bottle of wine and sit back and watch the birds and raise funds for bird conservation.
I grew up with an avid bird watcher, some would say rabid bird watcher, and when I was dragged along on bird walks with her, there were not very many young people. There were a lot of older folks, a lot of seniors, mm-hmm. which is great. But when I've been out recently and I've seen the birders out there, it seems as though birding is drawing a whole new cross-section of people. Who are birders today?
That's a really good question. And it's true that people that you see in a lot of the bird clubs who go on weeknight evenings do tend to be more senior citizens. But birders are from all walks of life now. They're students, students in conservation. They're the children of conservationists or people who have just joined a nature club. We have some students in our birdathon from Laurie Sulchenberger's fourth grade class at Lincoln Elementary School in Madison Audubon. So we're really diversifying more and more.
Just briefly, Diane, is there a holy grail bird for you, one that you're hoping to see this year?
No, any bird is good.
Diane, thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck with the birdathon.
Thank you. Good birding to you guys.
That was Diane Packett, coordinator for the Great Wisconsin Birdathon for the Natural Resources Foundation. She joined us here to share information about the Great Wisconsin Birdathon, which runs until June 15th, and you can still sign up.
We've got a link to information about the birdathon on the Central Time Facebook page. Coming up, it's taxes or it's tolls, according to our next guest, who says it's time for Wisconsin to think seriously about toll roads. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.